Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball as we get ready for Game 2 of this interleague series between the Oakland Athletics and the San Francisco Giants. It's great to be with you today. Another beautiful day for baseball as the A's and Giants play Game 2 of this three-game series. And last night was another one of those classic A's-Giants games. We've seen them many times at the AT&T Park, Pac Bell, Oracle, wherever you want to say it. Sometimes when the A's come over to San Francisco, they leave the bats at home, and a lot of it was pitching last night. Sean Manaea for the A's pitched an excellent game last night, and Johnny Cueto pitched one of the best games of his season this year against the Athletics yesterday, going seven innings, and the Giants win the game 2-0 over the A's. And it was a home run by Kurt Casale late for the insurance run, double by Flores, and a base hit by Crawford, who's having just not only a great year, but a career year for Brandon Crawford. It's just great to see it. So the Giants win the game 2-0 over the Oakland Athletics. And for the Giants, with the Dodgers winning last night, and of course the Padres whipped the Arizona Diamondbacks. For the Diamondbacks, it's loss number 24, believe it or not, on the road. Fernando Tatis, three homers last night as the Padres won over the Diamondbacks. So with both teams winning and the Giants winning, the Giants now have a 4.5-game lead over both the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. And just to get ahead of myself a little bit, tonight it is Cubs-Dodgers, it is Mills and Urias, and it is Arizona-San Diego, it is Kelly and Lamet for the Padres tonight. So that's what we'll be following on the scoreboard as we go through baseball tonight here at Oracle Park. For the Giants, they are now 4-9 in San Francisco against the A's, but the numbers just speak for themselves. As I told Raf when we started the show tonight, this is a season to remember. There's no question. In 5 or 10 years, who knows where this is going to go? You don't know because there's so much baseball ahead of us. There really is. We've got the tough month of July and August and the hot weather and pitchers slowing down and injuries and then the race to the finish in September. Who knows where it will go? But I will guarantee you this. In 5 or 10 years, you'll say, hey, what was 2021 like? This season will come back to you because it's one of the special seasons in Giants history, I think. Giants have won 9 of 10. Listen to these numbers. 21 of 28. They're now 49 and 26. Now, that's 75 games. So we'll do a little bit of math. 81 is half a season. They've played 75. They've got 49 wins. So let's say they go 3-3 in the next six games, just for the sake of discussion. That's 52 wins in half a season for the San Francisco Giants. So we're talking 1993, that 103-win team, and some of the best teams in San Francisco history. So this ball club is putting it together. And how are they doing it? Well, as I've said many times, if you look at all the analytics of baseball, whether it's chase rate, percentage of strikes thrown, going out of the strike zone to chase a pitch, fly ball ratio, home runs, fielding percentage, soft contact. I don't care what ratio you give me, the San Francisco Giants are in the top three or four in all of Major League Baseball. And that's the story of 2021. They score runs and home runs, and they got one of two last night on the Casale home run. But going into today, 112 home runs for this team. We're talking about 2001, 2000. 1947, the big slugging team of Sid Gordon and Willard Marshall and Bobby Thompson and people like that. And that's what this team is doing. They're just slugging the ball. And the story for me, and it was the story last night, and that is Johnny Cueto and this pitching rotation. To start the season off the first month, they were 2.29 in an earned run average, 3.46 in May. June, it's up to 4.52, but when you break it apart, there are a few games that got out of control for the Giants, but generally, when you give the ball to one of the starting pitchers, not an opener, but a starting pitcher, and Sammy Long, I'm going to include him in there because he's going to get the ball Sunday, they generally give you 6 to 7, 5 innings of good baseball and keep you in the game. Now, that is a story for me. It's a starting pitching. People ask me who's the most valuable player of the team, and I'll tell you right now, it's the starting pitching. That is the most valuable part of the team. And Tyler Rogers, another solid inning for him. He gives up some contact, but it's soft contact. And McGee looks like he's coming around again, and he got the save last night. The injury front, and this is the one that bothers me a little bit, and that is Brandon Belt. We're not clear as to how long he's going to be out, but it looks like it's going to be a while. And as I've said in the last couple of weekends and had fun with Bill Lasky and Kerry Crowley talking about this, if you don't get Posey out in the first inning and you've got to deal with Belt, Crawford, and whoever may be batting sixth, whether it's Longoria who's healthy or Flores or someone else, if you don't get Posey out, you're into 30 pitches. You're into 27 pitches in the first inning. And that is a major part of what the Giants do to wear down the starting pitching, because they hit mediocre pitching. They do. And it's a game of velocity now. And if these pitchers overthrow and they can't throw strikes, Posey, Crawford, Belt, they don't chase. And with Belt in there, you were putting up 25 to 30 pitches in that first inning for the starting pitcher. So Belt is out of there. So now it's going to be Ruff and Wade, probably in that spot, and who knows, maybe they'll put Duggar at the top of the lineup, maybe they'll put Wade at the top of the lineup, who knows how they're going to do this, but there'll be a platoon, and it's going to be different, and I think it's going to be a little tougher to score runs the way they were scoring runs before. They'd averaged about 8 runs a game here over the last 10 days, and I think what we saw last night in Sean Manaea was excellent. I think that's a little bit of what we may see here, until we get some definitive word and when Brandon Belt will be back. So I think that is a significant injury. It's the knee, and according to Gabe Kapler and anyone who you've talked to around the ball club, it sounds like it could be a problem. Flores is heating up a little bit. He got the big double last night. He's hitting lefties once again, and they are doing a good job. So this Giant team, the A's are 21-14 on the road. The Giants at home, how about this number? 25-10. 25-10 at home. That's a 714 winning percentage at home. I've said it so many times with that 81-game schedule. If you could tell me, and I said the Giants should always take advantage of that home park, whether it was Candlestick or the park at 3rd and King. If you could win 70% of your home games, that's 56. 56. And you break even on the road, that's 97 wins. So this 25-10 has been fabulous for the Giants, just fabulous. And we'll see how this weekend turns out, and then they've got a couple of games against the Dodgers. Dodgers have to be careful right now, and the Padres too. The Giants are playing good ball, and if they falter here over these next 4 games, and I mean the teams that are chasing the Giants, they could push that loss column back to a very, very tidy number for the San Francisco Giants. All right. Frankie Montas is on the hill. He's a right-hander for the A's tonight. He's 7-7 with a .479 earned run average. His whip is 1.35. He's 28. 86th major league game is 56th start. Now, in June, 24 innings in 4 games, so that's 6 a game. 25 hits, 15 runs, that's close to 4 a game. Only 2 homers, because he's given up 13 this year in 82 innings, but only 2 in June. 4 walks and 24 strikeouts. He's a high-velocity guy. Command will be the issue. Can he command the strike zone? And we'll see how he does against a Giants team that's very, very, very patient. Lefties 245 with 4 homers. Righties 290 with 9 homers. You get him the second time through, a lot better than the first time, and the Giants are going to have to look for that. Runners in scoring position when he's in the stretch, 303 with 3 homers. So Giants need to get some people on base. The other side of the coin for the San Francisco Giants, it is Alex Wood, 30 years old. He has been a Jekyll and Hyde this year. It's been tough for him in the last 4 games. Wood, 18 innings, 19 hits, 17 runs, 3 homers, 10 walks, and only 15 strikeouts. He is 6-3 on the year with a whip of 120, .409 earned run average, 201st game, 151st major league start. He is 30 years old. Giants need a good game out of him. Lefties, and that is Matt Olson, 304 with 3 homers, And the righty's 217 with six homers. Of the nine, five are solo shots. First time through, 154. Second time through, 308 with five homers. So for Alex Wood, it is a question of commanding that slider. Slow down a little. Slow down. Make sure you got command of that slider. That is his big pitch, and command has been his issue. No one's really seen him. Andrus 0 for 4, Chapman 1 for 2, and Lowry 0 for 2. So that's the setup on this beautiful Saturday night. We've got the conclusion tomorrow. We'll be on at 9 a.m. tomorrow. But it is A's and Giants. It is Bay Bridge. These are two solid baseball teams, two potential playoff teams. And A's, maybe a little tougher road than the Giants have. That American League East has got a lot of teams that could challenge the A's for a wild card if they don't win a division. With the Giants, it looks like Giants, Padres, Dodgers, and the rest of the league can figure it out themselves. All right, more coming up. Vince Cotroneo is going to join us. Always a pleasure to have Vinny on. He is one of the play-by-play voices of Oakland A's radio. I love talking ball with him. And he told me years ago, baseball is a talking sport. So we're going to talk some baseball with Vince Cotroneo right after this. KMBR 680, 104.5 FM, the sports leader.